Richmond, one of the big winners in round one of the AFLW season. Gabby Seymour was a big part of that and joins us this morning on the Summer Breakfast Club. Gabby, congratulations. That was a great performance first up.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. Yeah, very good to have a win round one of the season. It's actually our first time we've run round one, so nice to be on the other end of it.
It sure was. And it was a great atmosphere there at Frankston as well. And Jack and I were talking about the importance of that. And you now get a sellout crowd at Punt Road as well, and for a big game against Melbourne. How exciting is it to have that big Tiger Army right behind you at this moment?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. Like, I know all of the girls are really excited to come back to Punt Road. And, yeah, when we get to play, obviously the crowd at Frankston was great. And I think we had a really good turnout there. But, yeah, there's something really special about, you know, playing at Punt Road and having people come up from Richmond Station and that sort of thing. It's, yeah, just creates a whole new atmosphere.
And this Tiger team seems to be developing. It was always going to take a while, but it seems like you'll get a really good measure of where you're at against a team like Melbourne, who is so impressive and probably everyone's tip to play in a grand final. How exciting is it to take on the Demons?
Yeah, no, it should be a really good match on the weekend. I was pretty impressed with their game against the Bulldogs, and yeah, it's obviously, you know, great to start the season off with a win, but I think you're exactly right to, if we can take it to a real contender like Melbourne, I think that's a really good sign of the season ahead as well.
Gabby, we were talking about AFLW and your performance yesterday on the show, and I said at the time that I thought one thing that really jumped out at me now is the midfield depth that you've got with the Tigers, and obviously adding Sarah Hosking last year, Jess Hosking this year as well helps, and even Tess Levy going into the midfield has been good for you. Is that something that you've seen as a big growth for the team in the last 2 years, the fact that now you've got so many options to run through that midfield?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, yeah, that was probably one of our best performances as a midfield group, you know, across the whole couple of seasons that we've had. But, yeah, it's something we have done a lot of work on in the off-season. But, yeah, having the depth of, like you said, Tess Levy, you know, Mon, Sarah, I think Megan Kiley, who's just come into the team, has been another real addition. She's really aggressive at the ball and, yeah, we always get 100% out of her. So, yeah, it's sort of great when you've got a couple of options. And obviously with Ellie McKenzie and Soph Molan to come back in, I wouldn't want to be selecting the midfield in the next couple of weeks.
I'm interested to know what life is like around Punt Road now with the Hosking twins back together, because you talk to anyone at Carlton, they said that they were absolute pests, the two of them, when they were together. They were separated last year. What are they like now that they're back together?
Oh, they are absolute value. I can definitely say that much. Yeah, it's funny. I was chatting to someone about this yesterday, because as similar as they are, they both are two very individual people as well. But, yeah, we're sort of waiting. I think there's a couple of pranks and that sort of thing lined up. So you might have to keep an eye in the next couple of weeks to see what unfolds.
Oh, I like the sound of that. This is the first pre-season that Mon Conti hasn't had the WNBL sort of commitment there as well. She looks in outstanding form. Is there something she's not good at? She looks good at everything. There's got to be something in her life that she's not good at. She seems an absolute star. You've got to give her a bit of goss there on Mon.
The only thing I can think that she wouldn't be good at is ignoring the camera. But she's an absolute star, and we saw it on Friday night. Well, I think having had her do a full preseason, I think she's going to take her game to a whole nother level this year. And, yeah, something that's really been noted across the team as well is just how much work she's put into her leadership and, you know, as well as being a obviously absolute force of a player to be able to bring other girls along with her. That's been something she's really developed this year. So, yeah, I haven't got much for you, sorry.
Your story is a really interesting one, and we're talking to Gabby Seymour from Richmond's AFLW team. For those who don't know your backstory, a former volleyballer, how does a volleyballer find their way to footy?
it was a bit of an interesting one. My partner, Nick, he is a footballer down at the Basin Bears. So I did start going along to a couple of games there and sort of thought, yeah, this looks pretty cool. But, to find my way to Richmond, it was actually through an ad on Facebook. They had a trial for, you know, women's VFLW, and I thought, oh, yeah, this could be all right. We'll see how we go. I don't think I offered too much at the selection day, but, there must have been something they liked in there. And, a couple of months later, found my way onto an AFLW list. So very fast truck journey.
And you've moved from a fullback to a ruck last year and had such a good season. You got the two votes from the coaches in round one as well. How much do you enjoy that role and going forward, what do you, what level do you reckon, how much further development you've got in your game, do you think?
Yeah, no, I absolutely love playing in the ruck. I think it's probably the most similar to volleyball in some ways. Like, that's what sort of appears to me. It's got to run and jump and tap the ball. But, yeah, it's sort of something this year, I guess, sort of now having spent 12 months in the position, it's kind of nice to actually feel like, you know it a little bit and you're not sort of worrying about, like, oh, where do I go now or that sort of thing. You can kind of hone your skills in more. But, yeah, as well with this year, Poppy Kelly coming into the team and sort of having the two-ruck combination, I think, you know, that sort of allows you to be fresh a lot of the time and, yeah, give it a really good crack when you are in. So, yeah, hopefully more to come this year.
I always think when I hear Richmond players interviewed, Gabby, and they're asked about the coach, Ryan Ferguson, I always hear nothing but positive stuff and how good he is with this group. How do you find him for you personally?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I might be echoing more of the same. Ferg's just been fantastic coming into the group. He's, yeah, such a supportive coach. And, yeah, I don't think I've really had a coach who's, you know, quite like him. But, yeah, just so positive all of the time, but also so invested in our development. And, you know, I think something that Ferg really brings is sort of that love of the process and, you know, don't be focused on the result, don't be focused on the scoreboard. What can you do right now that's going to impact the game and, you know, get the game going the way that we want to go? So, yeah, he's been fantastic and I think a huge part of us as well.
It's obviously, yeah, absolutely. It's obviously difficult to link up with the, you know, and have a synergy with the men's program as well during COVID times. But do you have a bit of a connection there? And have you had a chat to Big Nank about the ruck role as well?
Yeah, it is something that has been pretty tricky the last couple of years, unfortunately. I can't say I've had a conversation with Big Nank yet, but
not many have. He's pretty quiet.
Yeah. It's, well, pretty much at the moment with the sort of AFL protocols, it's sort of the boys have to be out of the building by the time that the girls are coming in and sort of vice versa. So, yeah, that has made it pretty limited, but I'm also pretty hopeful that, you know, this year, hopefully we're starting to return to a little bit more normality in that kind of space. And, yeah, we can see a bit more combining of the two programs.
Gabby, we appreciate your time this morning. It was a really good win first up over the Saints. And it's a big challenge that you've got ahead of you on Friday night, but it's all set to be a great night at Punt Road. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for that, guys. Have a good day.